You dukes and lords and English knights and commons of the nation, that love our ancient laws and rights and England's preservation, admire and praise our admiral, who late in fight at sea, did more than e'er was done before to fix our liberty. Though envied by his foes he was, who then did know no better, he now had plainly cleared the cause to Lord Nottingham's by letter. He silenced Orville in an hour, who signal gave to run. The dogs told of durst fight no more, or after fire a gun. Great Russell came and saw and fought, no fear did him surprise. His country's good was all his thought, French power he did despise. No bribes or favor him could bring to the French or James's cause. Let all who favor either swing by justice of our laws. The royal sun did proudly ride upon the British sea. They thought that every wind and tide to him should subject be. But when brave Russell did engage the huffing Monsieur's son, our English seamen by the ridge made the sneaking rascals run. Let the Russell's name sound everywhere, immortal be their fames. 'Twas Russell brought to the Lord's bar the bill to exclude King James. 'Tis Russell by his valiant care revenged his cousin's blood. King James too at the fight did stare with Teagues that by him stood. To Hastings and to Carter's fame great praise is sure our due. They lost in this illustrious game what's dear to me and you. If fear was then in battle slain were most renowned of old, why should not these in William's reign who were as brave and bold? Our conquering ships to their own coast like lightning did pursue them, while Jemmy pale as any ghost stood on the shore to view them. Our fire ships then on them laid hold and made a noble bonfire, while Monsieur's jabber dear joys how to view their first rates on fire. Our seamen with true courage fired were loath thus to give o'er, but having cleared the sea desire to swing the rogues on shore. Enough, brave boys, as you have stood to England's interest true. 'Tis England's turn and reason good to take fit care of you. 2 years ago the Dutch fought well, her bird was by and saw it. This year the English bore the bell, 'twas their turn and they fought. No difference therefore can there be between Dutch and English nation. They're one by land and one by sea, both fight well in their station. Let all our merchants now rejoice, their riches will increase. England and Holland with one voice do now command the seas. With pleasure we'll enjoy our own, our traders all shall smile. For Russell's courage has left none that can disturb our isle. The man that thought himself a god has lost his naval powers. They're now eternally destroyed and all the seas are ours. Ye French, expect to rise no more, the English tar surround ye. No fleet nor cockboat on our shore, the powers above confound ye. Ye Jacobites, go hang yourselves and every Jemmy Tory. You strive in vain like senseless elves to eclipse old England's glory. But let King William still be blessed and merry reign in peace. And that these islands may have rest, our prayer shall never cease.